Hello again. Thank you so much for listening to today's challenge. We're in Psalm 145, verses 10 through 13. Psalm 145, verses 10 through 13. The psalmist goes on and says, "All your works shall give thanks to you, O Lord, and all your saints shall bless you. They shall speak of the glory of your kingdom and tell of your power, to make known to the children of man your mighty deeds and the glorious splendor of your kingdom. Your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and your dominion endures throughout all generations." Don't miss what's being said here. All your works shall give thanks to you, O Lord, and all your saints shall bless you. They shall speak of the glory of your kingdom and tell of your power. Now look closely. The Bible says one day all of God's creation will praise him and speak of his kingdom and his power and his greatness. We see this in Philippians chapter 2. And by the way, humans are a part of his creation. In Philippians chapter 2, listen to verses 9 through 11. "Therefore God has highly exalted him," this is Jesus, "and bestowed on him the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father." So the Bible says very clearly, one day everyone will acknowledge that Jesus is Lord, that he's God. All creation will praise God. All of God's works will give thanks to him. All the saints shall bless him. But it's sad that he has to wait. Even the Bible says that this is going to happen at one time, but why does he have to wait until then? You and I are people who can give praise to him now. We're his saints, and instead of say shall, why don't we do it today? Why aren't we willing to just say, "Lord, I want to worship you and praise you today"? Do you even know, by the way, have you ever thought about this? Our sin and God's provision for us and our sin, that also display his greatness? The fact that he would send his own son to die on our behalf, to live the sinless life we could not live, to be the perfect sacrifice for sin, shed his own blood. The Bible's very clear that all along God had prepared to show his glory, show his greatness through the sacrifice of himself, his own son. And so, folks, what I want to say to you today is this. You don't have to make God wait to hear your praise. Declare his glory today. Worship him today. Well, how do I worship him today? Well, there's lots of ways. One is by declaring his praise and speaking of who he is. Another one is by singing to him in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs and making melody in your heart to the Lord. And the Bible also tells us in Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2, that another way we worship is submitting ourselves to him. Listen, "I appeal to you, therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect." One day everyone's going to acknowledge that he's God. One day all of his creation will praise him. But you and I don't have to make him wait. The creation's waiting until the sons of God are revealed, and then creation will be set free from its bondage and bring glory to God. But we who have the first fruits of the Spirit, we don't have to wait until then. We can praise him now. We can worship him now. We can declare his praises. We do this, like I said, by telling others of his greatness. We do this by singing to him and just focusing on him and praying to him. And we also do this by submitting to him. That is our reasonable service, as it says in the King James, and our spiritual act of worship, as we see here in the ESV. Some translations even say spiritual service of worship. Folks, let me just say this to you today. God's challenge is this. One day, everyone's going to praise him. One day, everybody's going to acknowledge he's God, and he'll receive glory. But we don't have to make him wait until that day. Do it today yourself. Praise him. Worship him. Give him thanks. And give him your life. Look forward to sharing some more with you next week. Hope to see you then.